When Carrie Tucker purchased the formerly renowned but now dilapidated Iracana Hotel in 2021, he never anticipated the presence of unwelcome visitors. But the recent discovery of a thriving bee colony has changed all that. Last fall, Tucker stumbled upon the fascinating revelation that nearly 60,000 bees had made their home within the former resting stop and tavern located along Iracana's Main Street. The colony was discovered within the hotel's walls during the recent renovation process. "It was pretty cool because they said it was between 40 and 60,000 honeybees in there," Tucker said. "They are all safely gone now, there's no bees left." Recognizing the significance of the unexpected find, Tucker enlisted the help of professional beekeepers to safely and humanely remove the bees from the premises. Consequently, the renovation plans had to be adjusted to accommodate the presence of the bees. "We brought in a beekeeper and he said we couldn't move them until the spring, so we just left that part of the renovation alone," Tucker said. "When it was safe to re-extract them, we moved them to a new colony." The professional beekeeper determined the bees had gained access to the building through a small hole from the outside, which he mused during an interview with Global News Calgary may have been caused by a stray bullet from decades gone by. Once the entry point was sealed, the beekeeper used a specially formulated perfume to deter the black and yellow bugs from returning, ensuring their departure was permanent. With care, the bee colony was relocated back to a farm in Olds, allowing the bees to continue their vital role in the ecosystem. As the bee removal process was underway, construction efforts focused on strengthening the hotel's foundation. Tucker said the hotel renovation's completion remains on track for 2024, with the construction team working diligently to restore the iconic establishment to its former glory as the hub of social life in Iracana. The unexpected encounter with the bee colony presented a unique challenge for the renovation process, but also highlighted Tucker's commitment to nature conservation. "We probably got 6 weeks left on the foundation and then we can start building up from there. The second stage is the second floor rehabilitation and adding the third floor back on," Tucker said. "I'm just happy we saved the bees, that was my main concern." The presence of a bee colony sheltering in the Iracana Hotel has added an interesting aspect to its already rich history. While renovations continue to progress, the unexpected encounter with the bees serves as a reminder of the delicate balance between nature and human development. The hotel's commitment to preserving history and its dedication to community engagement ensures that the renovated Iracana Hotel will not only reclaim its position as a cherished landmark but also serve as a beacon of environmental stewardship for years to come.